strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, teach me to love others as you have loved me. Help me be more patient and alert to the needs of others, and always ready to serve them with the gifts you have given to me. Amen. Today's Bible reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know, but the man who loves God is known by God. So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live, and there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. But not everyone knows this. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol, and since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. Be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you who have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? So this weak brother for whom Christ died is destroyed by your knowledge. When you sin against your brothers in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fall. This is the word of our God. If this sounds familiar, we just had this not too long ago in Romans chapter 14 about the Christian freedom. And the example he uses here is eating food that was purchased at the meat market at the backside of the idol temple. So someone might say, well, that food was slaughtered in a ceremonial way. It was offered as a sacrifice but not burnt up. And then the sale of that meat actually helps to fund some of the temple activities. And the one Christian might say, well, I just can't do that. It's been sacrificed to an idol. My conscience just says, don't do that. And the other Christian says, well, what's the big deal? There's only one God, and that idol isn't it. And that idol is not the true God. So why don't you just buy the meat there? Because it's a nicer cut of meat for a cheaper price. So Paul says, just take a step back for a minute. What's the overarching principle? Well, first, an idol is nothing at all in the world. There is no God but one. There is only the one God, and we know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. And secondly, food does not bring us near to God. We do no worse if we eat, and no better if we do. Your diet doesn't bring you closer to God. Whether it was, you know, the Jewish people in modern day still eating kosher, that doesn't add anything. Or being a vegan or a vegetarian doesn't do you any good spiritually. It doesn't bring you closer to God, and it doesn't distance you from God if you are a vegan or if you, you know, for instance, do eat meat. But Paul's overarching principle here, be careful that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. Because if we use our freedom in such a way that encourages someone else to act against their conscience, then that's not using our freedom in a loving way. And when Paul says, the way Paul describes it, that the treasure that Jesus has won for us is freedom in all of its aspects and facets. And we want to do our best to encourage the proper use of that freedom and to enjoy that freedom together. And if somebody says, well, my conscience will let me do that, well, for you, it's not free. And because that's not free for you, because you don't feel comfortable doing it, because you're going against your conscience, and your conscience says that it's wrong to do, well, then the other Christians will take a step back and refrain from using their freedom. At the same time, you know, if somebody is feeling that way, at the same time, we also want to testify to the truth that, first of all, this activity really is free. You know, gambling or drinking or eating meat that was purchased from the idol temple, all those things, and you could think of a myriad of other things. These really are free. We don't want to put laws where God has not, because that will burden consciences also. We recognize that they are free, and so we are free to refrain from using them when refraining is loving to the other Christian, and also refraining from using our freedom testifies to the truth. We'll talk about this a little bit more a little bit later in the book, and then when we get to the book of Galatians as well, because this is a big topic. We don't, as Christians, we don't have a set of code or, you know, ceremonial code or laws for us to follow. We have God's moral law, as summarized nicely in the Ten Commandments, and Jesus just says, love one another. Okay. And there's a lot of freedom in that. But Paul basically has to lay all the groundwork for how do we use our freedom so that we use our freedom properly to the glory of God and so that others may be built up. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the golden.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day.
What bliss beyond compare.